Chafamabez at the Mishnah at the bottom. Baal Keri. A Baal Keri is somebody who had a seminal emission, be it through a regular act of intercourse or through if it came out by itself by night. But this is not a zov. It's not where it dripped out because, you know, he was pushing too hard or he's sick or whatever. This is a regular act of where he ejaculated. So Baal Keri, Mahar Her Balibai. So the halacha is that Ezra originally made a takana, a decree, that you are not allowed to learn Torah or say brachas, or we'll see exactly how far the decree went. That's going to be part of the Gemara coming up, and whether or not we still hold of it nowadays. Good morning, good morning. But he made a decree that you're not allowed to learn Torah until a person went to the mikvah. Until a guy went to the mikvah.
What was the purpose of that
decree? This is because it's to keep Torah when a person learns Torah, he has got to do it with not only a clear head, but a serious head. And this act causes your mind, you know, a lightness, and regardless of how the person approached the act, but it's...
So that a problem in those days of people being Mashup Torah, is that it?
I don't think it's a problem. I think it was upping Torah.
Until the days of Ezra, everything was fine.
He was misakein that until the days of Ezra... The Gemara is going to say that he was semichad on a pasuk, so maybe it happened. Maybe they did it without an official takana. Maybe that would be. Maybe they did it without an official takana. That could be the answer. It's an interesting question, like what happened before Ezra, but. Okay, so Baal Keri Mahar Baliba, he should think Kriya Shema in his heart. Ve'enay Mevarech. And he should not make the brachas Kriya Shema beforehand. Leila Faneha, Veleila Achareha, and not afterwards. Ve'al Hamazain, but Birkas Hamazain, which is dear right, so then Mevarech La'acharev. He should make Birkas Hamazain. Ve'enay Mevarech Lefanav, he should not make the bracha though beforehand. The Takana of Ezra was any form of saying a tefillah or learning or things like that.
According to the Mandu Omrim that we had before, that you got to say Shema out loud, you got to hear it.
Right.
Ma'ariv Balipo.
Oh, that's going to.
You would not be Yotze.
Right, so the Gemara is going to first. That's. I mean, it's not specifically referencing those Mandu Omrim, but the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what does Mahar help. That's very good. Very good point. Rabbi Yehuda Amr Mevarech Lefneihem Ula Acharehem. Rabbi Yehuda argues on the entire concept. He says, no, you should make a bracha beforehand and afterwards, and the Gemara will discuss exactly his opinion. So, first Gemara brings down Rabbi Langston's point. Amar Avina, Zoy Seimeres, Hear Her Kedibur Dami. From the fact that the Torah wants you to go ahead and... from the fact that the Gemara wants you to go ahead and think about it in your heart, obviously you're achieving something. So, hear her is as if you thought about it. Good morning, good morning. Hear her kedibur dami. The isal kedaita ghlav kedibur dami. Because if you were to think that hear her is not like speaking, so then lama mahar. Why would the Mishnah say that you have to go ahead and think? Questions the Gemara. Elamai, hear her is kedibur dami. You want to tell me that hear her is just like speaking? So then once we're telling you to be maharher, and it's as if you're speaking, why don't you go ahead and actually speak? Yoytze besfasav, you may as well just speak it out then. The Gemara answers, "Kada Ashkechan b'Sinai." No, it's only usher. This that we say that it's usher for a Baal Keri to think, to talk and learning. It's only actually talking, such as we found by Sinai, which somebody did the talking there. Tosu says that even though it wasn't us who did the talking, nevertheless, it's they did. It was Shemei Ka'ina. So it's as if we did the talking. So there was actually talking. So when we made a gezerah against Torah, it was Torah with the mouth. And brachos with the mouth, and shema with the mouth. But thinking about it is not a problem. So even though hear her is kedibur dami, and that's why we ask you to say it in the morning, be hear her, nevertheless, it is not a... Nevertheless, it is not... Nevertheless, it is not the takana against speaking is not the takana. Sorry, against divrei Torah, for a bal keri does not include that form of Torah.
Isn't Tosas Ashita by Shomei Kaona is that we are not actually articulating it? Isn't that a machlokas about if you're
there's a machlokas in the middle of davening? Yes, that's right. It's a machlokas. No, but even still, it's not as if there is a machlokas with regards to, you know, listening during Shemona Esrei and things like that, or if you have if it's considered a bracha levatala, if you listen to Shemona and you're not supposed to say it, that's correct. That is true, but the question is if it's, I don't know if you could bring it over here. It's an interesting point. I wonder how far we can go with the other opinion who says that it's not like Shemekin, it's not like you said a bracha levatala. You still say that you said the words. I don't know. It could be that this is encompassed in even it's still as if you said the words. I would still say that I'm saying there's still a level of what happened, even though Shemekin, you're right, maybe you didn't say the words. Maybe it's still better than this, than just plain hear her. That could be. You're right. Maybe it's not as if I actually mouth the words that it will get me a bracha levatala, or it's as if I made a hefsek in Shemona Esrei. But perhaps it's as if I still mouth. Perhaps it's on some level better than hear her. But it's an interesting point. I like the question. This is, by the way, whether or not hear her kedibur dami also plays a role. Let's say if a person is not sure whether or not he said a bracha or not, he's a suffix brachas. So sometimes there's an eitzah, depending on, you know. But for maybe to be mahar her the Baruch Atah and think the words Hashem Elokeinu, or think Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. I don't remember exactly when we're supposed to use that Eitzah, but that's also no gea, the sugya over here. Whether or not hear her Kedibur Dami, whether or not it's possible to make such a bracha. Okay, a different opinion. Rav Chisda Amar, hear her lav Kedibur Dami. Hear her is not as if it is speaking. The Isakadat to hear her Kedibur Dami, because if you hold that hear her is Kedibur, then Yaitzib is Vasav, then you may as well speak it out. Elamai, it must be, so Elamai, it must be that hear her is not like speaking, and that's why the Torah allows you to go ahead and speak, because it's not like you're talking. You're not getting anything. So the Gemara says, "Elamai hear her loud kedibur dami." So lama mahar. So why are we making you think about Kriya Shema? The Gemara says, "You're right. You're not getting anything with it. According to Rav Chisda, you're not getting anything with it." But Amar Rabbi Lazar, "Kedei shelo yehei kol ha'olam oiskim ba'ivu hu yoshivu batal." Even though you're not getting anything with it, but we don't want everybody else to be reading Kriya Shema and you just to be sitting there doing nothing. It's not proper for everybody else to be it's a Kriya Shema and you doing nothing. Therefore, we tell you to go ahead and read Kriya, and to think about Kriya Shema. At least you'll be involved in the same thing that they're doing. You're right, you're not getting anything for it, but at the same time, at least you're involved in what they're being involved in. The Gemara says, "V'nigris b'pirka achrina." Why don't you learn, why don't you do something else? Like something that is not necessarily full-level Torah, like Hilchos Derech Eretz or something like that, where we're going to see that there's a takana coming up that Hilchos Derech Eretz you're allowed to learn, like stories of Gedolim and like what you should do, Melesilas Yesharim. Why don't you learn one of those things? There, you'd be allowed to learn, even a Baal Keri would be allowed to learn that. You'd be allowed to learn, let's say, Melesilas Yesharim. So open up a Melesilas Yesharim. Amar of Adda Bar Abba, B'davar Shehat Tzibur Oiskim Bayim. No, we want you to be working in the same thing that the Tzibur is doing. It's not proper if you're doing something else. Somebody asked whether or not there's an inyan to say Aleinu with the tzibur and Shema with the tzibur. Let's say a person walks into a shul and he sees this, so you should say Aleinu and Shema. Those are the two things that you should say if you're walking into the tzibur. So what happens? Could you say something else? You're mumbling, they're mumbling. Nobody knows that you're not saying Aleinu. And anyways, you had to say Asher for Mincha or whatever. Let's say it's a, you know, you walk into a minyan and they're finishing up a lane, but there's about to be another ashrei right afterwards. Could you start ashrei? Nobody knows that you're saying ashrei. Everybody thinks you're saying aleinu. So we see from here, it sounds like, we want, nobody knows what you're thinking about. But we want you to be Isaac in the thing that the Tzibur is Isaac in. It sounds like, no, you should actually say the Kriya Shema and Olenu. It doesn't help just to be looking like you're involved in it. You actually should be involved in it. I would say it's a raya from here. Vahare tefillah, the Gemara says, the davar shehad tzibur asukim by tefillah. If you walk into a tefillah into Shemona Esrei, tzibur davening Shemona Esrei, and the person's a bal keri, but nan how you omid betefillah, if a person is davening, and suddenly he remembers, oh, I didn't go to the mikvah. Shehu bal keri, he had relations last night and he didn't go to the mikvah. So boom. So the halacha is lo yafzik. He should not interrupt his tefillah eliyakatzu. He should shorten it and quickly finish up. And the Gemara is medayik. The time of the aschel, the reason why he should finish up is because he started halo yaschel. But if he didn't start, then lo yaschel. He shouldn't start. So we see nothing. You don't have to stand there and be maharer. So why by tefillah do you not have to get involved? So the Gemara says shiny tefillah deles bein malchus shemaim. Tefillah, you never say the words Elokeinu melech ha'olam throughout the entire thing. You don't say melech ha'olam, and therefore we're not as concerned as Kriya Shema that you should be involved with as if the Tzibur wasn't involved with it. I have a Harry Birkus.
We have a meaning to say that's different from the Sarshmi Tshuva, where we're specifically saying Melech
and... even still, we don't say Melech Ha'olam. No, because we do mention Melech even throughout the year, like Melech Ha'olam Tzedak U'Mishpat, and like... Yeah, so I think there's like a special thing like Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. So the Gemara says, "Bahari Birkas HaMazon." What about Birkas HaMazon LaAcharov? The Lesba Malchus Shemayim. I have the Lesba, but Rashi changes it to Islay. Bahari Birkas HaMazon the Islay, and also Rashi changes it to Lefanov. It's a whole different Girsa. Let's see if Rashi later on has our Girsa. So Rashi's second girsa has explains that what earlier what it meant was not the Melech Ha'olam part. I'm not sure which your article goes, but earlier there wasn't the Melech Ha'olam part. It was the Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim part. So questions to Gemara. I Kriya Shema doesn't have Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim. I Shemona Esrei, which... I Shemana Esrei, the Gemara says, because Kriya Shema has Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, Shemana Esrei doesn't. I Birkas HaMazon also doesn't. That would be the way Rashi has explains our Girsa over here. In other words, in our Girsa, the Gemara in front of us says the words, Vahari Birkas HaMazon La'acharav, which does not have Malchus Shemayim. Rashi says, if you're Girus like that, then you have to explain what it meant by Kriya Shema was that it does have Malchus Shemayim, means it has Kabbalah's Ol Malchus Shemayim, not the words Melech Ha'olam. And nevertheless, it says, "It's not al hamazin mevarach la'acharav, ve'ena mevarach lefanav." And nevertheless, it says, "Al hamazin, you should make a bracha." Aye, there's no kabbalas al malchus shemaim. Answers the Gemara, "El kriya shema berkas hamazin di araisa utfilat derabanan." The Gemara says, rather, to sum it up, the reason is why we're telling you to do kriya shema and berkas hamazin is because those things are di araisa, not because of malchus shemaim, but because they are di araisa, and tefillah is only derabanan, so we're not going to make you say a tefillah. So Rashi brings down actually three girsois and had to read this Gemara. We'll just go with the one we went with. So outside the Gemara's question was, why by Kriya Shema are we making you do it? Teretz is because we don't want you to be Isaac in something that the Tzibur is not Isaac with. I tefillah, we don't make you do that. The Gemara says, okay, because Kriya Shema has Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim. I Birkas HaMazon doesn't have it. Ella says the Gemara, because it's the Araisa. That's the Shakla Vataria according to the version, according to the text of the Gemara in front of us.
Wait, so now, explaining the Mishnah. Shema...
We've always seen that in the Mishnah, Shema and Birkas HaMazon, you should say.
But the Mishnah says, Shema Maharu Belibo.
Right.
But Birkas HaMazon, Mevorech, right?
So that Birkas HaMazon Mevorech could have been also Belibo. It doesn't say, in other words, it says, Mahar Belibo Ve'enim Varech. That could be Behirer.
Well, that's putting words into the Mishnah.
No, not really. It doesn't, because we're saying you should say Kriya Shema Behirer. Don't say the brachas, but do say Birkas HaMazon. All continuing in the theme of Behirer. Do they not point out that it's Behirer? What? Yeah, I know. I'm saying, but in our school, I mean.
Yes.
Yeah, they. No, I think it is Behera. It's a... The entire mission is referring to when you have to say it, you say it Behera. I don't think it's missing words.
If you're a Yotze Shema already, do you have to still contemplate the Shema?
If you walk into a shul that they have,
when they're saying Shema, I gotta start thinking of the Shema.
Yep. Well, it depends. I'm saying, you're talking about Lamaisa or you're talking about in the Mishnah?
Well, I'm talking, let's say I walk in a shul and they're saying Shema. Then I gotta
stop
thinking about Shema in my head?
No, you have to actually say it. You have to actually say it.
I want to be Yotze later, let's say, in the Minyan.
Yes, you could be Yotze later, but you should still say it. Because you should be involved in what the Tzibur is involved with. In Kabbalah Tzalkot Malka Shemayim, specifically. That and Aleinu. Those are the two times that you should say it.
So if they're davening, you can't learn Torah while people are davening? Is that something you shouldn't be doing?
No, you
because
say the...
You should be involved say the Christian, what the congregation is involved in.
I said specifically those two things. Those two things.
You should be involved in everything, not just
that. Amar, Rabbi Yehuda, those two things.
Level of
I think it's also a Tziboritic, you know... It is a very important tefillah, and
it's in Malchus in Rosh
Hashanah. Yeah, I'm saying it was said by Yeshua. It's a very important tefillah.
Baruch Shomar is probably more important. It comes from.
I don't know. More important. It's more of a tefillah, like Leinu L'Shabbach. I'm saying, yeah. I don't have exactly clarity in why specifically Leinu, but
Leinu we're involved in. It doesn't say Leinu here though.
Right.
Why doesn't it say Elena?
I don't even know if they said Elena back then. Yeah. The concept is that you don't want to if the entire tzibur is doing some sort of Kabbalah Malchus Shemayim, then you want to be involved in it also. Okay, Amar of Yehuda, minayin the Birkas Hamazon la'achareha minatayra. How do you know that Birkas Hamazon afterwards is minatayra? It's a mafurish pasuk. Shenemar v'achalta v'savata uberach. You will eat satisfied and bench. Minayin the Birkas Hatayra lefaneha minatayra. How do we know that the Birkas Hatayra that a person says in the morning is midi oraisa? Shenemar kishem Hashem ekra havukai delelakeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, so when I read Klal Yisrael's name, when I read Hashem's name, when he wanted to say the shira. So he said, I'm going to make a bracha first, and then you're going to afterwards say amen. Kishem Hashem Ekra, when I call out Hashem's name with a bracha, so you give Goydel Lelekenu, but amen. That's what the words of the pasuk mean. So Moshe Rabbeinu was about to learn Torah, about to say Shira, and he told Klal Yisrael, okay, I'm going to say a bracha before I do it, you say amen. So we see that Moshe Rabbeinu said a bracha before he said Shira. Now that we know that Birkas HaMazon needs afterwards and Birkas HaTorah needs beforehand, we could learn a Kal V'Chomer each way. I'll tell you, Birkas HaTorah, after you finish learning at night, a person should say a bracha, Kal V'Chomer min Birkas HaMazon. And I'll tell you that Birkas HaMazon, eating food, you should have to make a bracha beforehand, which we do, but that's only the Rabbanan. But we should say that we should have to make a bracha even beforehand, lefanera, min Birkas HaTorah, mikal v'chaymer. I should learn it from Birkas HaTorah, from a kal v'chaymer. Why? Let's start with the first one. Birkas HaTorah la'achareha, min Birkas HaMazon, mikal v'chaymer. We should say, after finishing learning, we should say a bracha, just like, and we should learn it from a kal v'chaymer, from Birkas HaMazon. Uma mazon. Eating food, which she'ain ton lefanov, does not require bracha beforehand. Nevertheless, requires a bracha afterwards, ton la'acharov. So Torah, which we just proved to you, she'te'una lefaneha, requires a bracha beforehand. Ein adin, certainly she'te'una la'achareha. It should, doesn't not follow logically, she'te'una la'achareha, that you should require a bracha even afterwards. And similarly, u'birkas ha'mazon lefaneha min birkas ha'tayra, mikal v'chaymer. And the eating of food, Aisha, and making a bracha on food before you eat the food should be learned that there's a bracha midiraisa from the concept of Birkas HaTorah from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma HaTorah she'ein tu'una la'achareha. Birkas HaTorah, which does not require a bracha afterwards. Nevertheless, tu'una lefaneha requires a bracha beforehand. Mazoin shehuton la'acharav, which does require a bracha afterwards, ein adin sheheton lefanav. Does it not follow logically that you should require a bracha even beforehand?
understand Torah and Brevet because some other two different things. Torah is
I know, but we see that there's something that's D'oraisa, and we see that when the bracha is placed D'oraisa, it's placed before the act or after the act, regardless of what the act is.
There's no after the act in Torah; it's all day.
That's a different question. It's an interesting question. When exactly are we supposed to develop? So when you close your books.
You're involved in it all day.
How do you know?
Because you can become bad. You don't say bracha and Torah every minute.
Excellent question. You should know that that's the answer of the Magen Avraham of why we don't say bracha. But I don't know if that's so simple. Could be that when somebody closes his books, it's finished.
No, you're not finished. You're contemplating Torah all day.
I understand what you're saying, but it's not simple. That's true. I mean, that's the reason.
You're finished. That's a different story. It's two different cases.
What? Right. Or you know, I'm saying, but he would say, even when you're going to bed, you're going to be. Yeah. Okay, so going to bed.
No, because we do know that we have to make it every day.
But at what point do you say it? In other words, if you guarantee that you're falling asleep the second afterwards, then maybe. But at what point are you going to say it? That's what he would say. Right?
Are we changing around the
Kala
and the
Chomer here? Yeah. We're saying that,
we're saying, you know, you could either say Mazon is Kala or Chomer, or Torah is Kala or Chomer.
Right.
We're switching.
Right. Yes, we are. Mm-hmm. Because the Gemara is proving different points with regards to Bracha Lefanah and with regards to Bracha Lacharah. I don't see anybody on the page addressing the question. I was thinking of that question. I'm not sure. That's one question I was thinking of. Also, the truth is, once we make one Kal V'Chomer, another question I was thinking about is that once we make one Kal V'Chomer, the other Kal V'Chomer becomes obsolete. Because if it's true that you need both for Birchas HaTorah, so that could be, the Gemara could be saying like, okay, at least choose one of these. Rashi addresses this question when Rashi says, "Klaimar shaloi matzino loy mikra mafurish levarach lefanav." It's a kavan chamer not because you have to make a bracha, but because the bracha is not mafurish by it. And Rabbi Kiva Eker brings two other examples in the Torah where it's two examples in the Gemara where it's like this. So, in other words, the Gemara's kavan chamer is not because there you have to say a bracha and here you don't, because then you can only use that kavan chamer once. So you could learn the Gemara, that the Gemara is saying, choose one of these. Alternatively, Rashi is explaining the Gemara that it means the Kal V'Chomer is not because you only have to say a bracha in one of the instances, but rather it's only mefurish in the Torah one of the ways. And that's why it's a Kal V'Chomer. So if Torah, which only has mefurish beforehand, and it's not mefurish afterhand, so Birkas HaMazon, which is mefurish afterhand, certainly you should say it beforehand also. That would be the way the Kal V'Chomer. So the question is, what's mefurish in the Torah and what's not mefurish in the Torah? That is the... Okay, the Gemara doesn't like the Kal V'Chomer because ikel mefurish, you can knock them out by saying, ma'ala mazon shekein nehene. Mazon, your body is nehene. U'ma'ala Torah shekein chaya o'ilam. And Torah is... So in other words, the Gemara is saying mazon is more important because it's a physical gratification. Perhaps that's why we only have to say brachos on something that physically helps. And ma'ala Torah shekein chaya olam, and Torah gives life in the next world, and therefore both of them have an aspect of being chomer. Perhaps specifically over there you have to make a bracha. Therefore there is no kal v'chomer. Va'oid, and second of all, tanan, it's the mefurish in our Mishnah. This is the reason why it's over here now. Al hamazon mevarach la'acharav ve'ein mevarach lefanav. On food, you make a bracha afterwards. You don't make a bracha beforehand with regards to a bal keri. So obviously, only afterwards is the arise and not beforehand. And to Yufta, therefore, it's a refutation of Rabbi Yechonon's Kal V'Chomers. But it's a proof from our Mishnah that the Kal V'Chomers are not true. Because otherwise, in our Mishnah, what would be the difference between making a bracha for a bal keri beforehand or afterwards? Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Safik Kara Kriya Shema, Safik Loi Kara. If a person is not sure whether or not he said Kriya Shema or not, he's not sure. The halacha is, Einer Chayzer V'Kara, you do not have to reread again. We do not pass like this. But that's how Rabbi Yehuda holds.
Yeah, it's interesting because he doesn't hold Kriya Shema in Minatoga.
Exactly. This is going to be the next line. Safik Amar Emes V'Yatzev, Safik Loi Amar. But if he's not sure if he said Emes V'Yatzev, then he has to Chayzer V'Em, he has to say it again. Emes v'yatz, we gotta say it again. My taima, why not? Because Kriya Shema is the Rabbanan. He holds that the saying of the Kriya Shema is Darabanan, a suffix Darabanan, you don't have to say over. Emes V'yatzav is D'araisa. Masav Rav Yosef, it says in the portion of the Pasuk of Shach B'chol V'kumecha, when you go to sleep and when you get up. You have to say Kriya Shema. Amalei, no, that doesn't mean you have to say Kriya Shema. Amalei Abaye, ha'hu b'divrei teriksev. That means you have to learn both in the morning and in the evening, but it doesn't necessarily mean only Kriya Shema. Tanan, it says in our Mishnah, Baal Keri maharher b'libay ve'enu mevarach. A Baal Keri should think in his heart and he should not make a bracha. Leila faneha v'leila acharaya. He should make the brachas beforehand or afterwards. Baal hamazon mevarach la'acharav. And but on food, you make a bracha afterwards, but you don't make the bracha beforehand. Now, question. If you're telling me that Kriya Shema is Durabanan and Emes V'yatzav is D'araisa, so then why in our Mishnah is a person saying just, why in our Mishnah just Kriya Shema and not Emes V'yatzav? V'yisakadadach Emes V'yatzav is D'araisa, so then Levarach La'achareha, you should have to make the bracha even afterwards. The Gemara, so you should, in other words, you should have to make the bracha of afterwards of Emes V'yatzav.
This is a new concept, Emes V'yatzav is Minatora.
Yes, so the Gemara is going to explain it right now. The Gemara says, my time of Mavarech, why should you have to make the bracha? You're right, it's Minatora. You know why it's Minatora? Because it has Yitzias Mitzrayim in there. And Yitzias Mitzrayim, you take, I have to say every day. So therefore, the person who read Kriya Shema, he was already Yoytze his Yetzias Mitzrayim. So by the time we get to Emes V'yatzav, it's not the Arayas anymore. Because we already checked the box of Yetzias Mitzrayim. All we were, this that he said that, Yetzias, that you have to say over Emes V'yatzav, that's only for the fellow who's not sure if he said Kriya Shema also. I'm not sure if I said Kriya Shema. So I have a suffix D'araisa on me. I'm not sure if I said Yetzias Mitzrayim today. That's the type of guy who has to say Emes V'yatzav again. But our Mishnah, where we made him say Kriya Shema, so then, anyways, he was already Yotze, his Yetzias Mitzrayim. Therefore, for him, it's not the Arayas anymore. Yimushim Yetzias Mitzrayim, ha'idkele b'Kriya Shema. So the Gemara says, v'neim ha'ha, v'lo l'ba'i ha. So in that case, in our Mishnah, why don't we say Kriya Shema and not, why don't we make him say Emes V'yatzav and not Kriya Shema? The Gemara says, Kriya Shema Adiva, it's better for him to say Kriya Shema. It's Batarti, it has two things. It has, first of all, Kabbalah Smachos Shemaim, and it has Yetzias Mitzrayim. I'm just thinking now of a question.
Yetzias Mitzrayim in the first parak.
No, the first part in the lesson. Like that in
that was when they're saying Kriya Shema, they're saying all three prayers, not just the first.
Right. I'm wondering, so the way we're explaining the Gemara, I just have a question now, which is that, so why, if a person is not sure if he said Kriya Shema or Emes V'yatzav, should he vote for Emes V'yatzav and not Kriya Shema? He should, the same way in our Mishnah where you have to say one, so we say Kriya Shema, so too in this person, this fellow should also only say Kriya Shema. I'm thinking out loud that, and Echanami, if he's not sure if he said, he's not sure if he said both, then, yeah, so.
That's
what
Kamar ends off.
What?
It says, Kriya Shema Adifa,
Te'ez. I know, but that's explaining why in our Mishnah we opt for him to say Kriya Shema and not Emes V'yatzav.
Right.
But Rabbi Yehuda's, his own psak was that if a person's not sure if he said Kriya Shema, he doesn't have to say again, but Emes V'yatzav he does.
Oh.
And the Gemara explains Emes V'yatzav is because he needs to get the bracha of Yetzias Mitzrayim in there. So then just say Kriya Shema.
This is Rav Yehuda the Amora. So this is his pshat, not Rav Yehuda from the Mishnah.
No, I understand that it's true, but the Gemara...
Maybe Rav Yehuda is going with, okay, we're going to put some kanas on this guy, who's the Valkyrie, so we don't want him doing as much as is contained in Shema, because not everything in Shema is Daraisa. But what is the right subject is Yetzias Mitzrayim, so he does have to say that. So let him just say Emes V'yatzav and not do the other thing, which is not required by Torah law and therefore we don't want him to do it because we do want to have some penalty for him being a Balkar.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. I would switch the word penalty because he didn't do anything wrong, but you're saying over here, we'll just let him get away with the minimum. Over there, we'd prefer that he does at least another thing.
Maybe he wants, maybe it's me. Uh-huh. Maybe it has to do with being so much
No, but he's not davening again.
Yeah. He's not davening.
Right. Scary. So now, actually, I'm just seeing now that I thought, could be this Gemara's, something like Tema says Taisus. HaKochach, we were talking about where you didn't say Kriya Shema also. She'im ha'yabar le'me Kriya Shema v'safek v'emes v'yatzev lo yiyam in ha'tayra. Kevin she'his Kriya Tzitzim Tzabar Kriya Shema v'im kein ha'yul m'subek m'shneem yachsel le'Kriya Shema te'is be'tar te'ma ha'Shema. Okay, so Taisus asked the question. I like what you were saying. Taisa says that because we prefer if you say Emes V'Yatzev over here, because the Imkara Kvar Emes V'Yatzev Gam, because if you said before Emes V'Yatzev, then you for sure said Kriya Shema already. But it's possible you said Kriya Shema, you didn't say Emes V'Yatzev. Well. Okay, so at least Taisus asked the question. All right. Good. It's always good to be mechavan to Taisus. All right, continue on the Gemara. Somebody who is v'neim b'havalei l'bo'i Kriya Shema, yedifat yis b'tatev. Rabbi Elazar amar safek kara Kriya Shema safek. Like kara, if a person is not sure if he read Kriya Shema or not, he has to reread it, and that's how we pass in chayzev v'kara, because Kriya Shema safek yispal, safek leispal. If a person is not sure if he daven Shemana Esrei or not, ene chayzev yispal, he should not daven Shemana Esrei again. Rabbi Yechon amar, no, v'levai shispal adam kaliyam kulei. Halavai, why not? Daven again. So it's not a bad thing to daven. Daven again. Halavai, a person should daven all day long. A person is davening and he remembers that he already davened once before. This happens every now and then. You're in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, like, oh my gosh, I did daven. So Pesach, you should stop davening right there in the middle. This happened actually in the Kollel. Somebody was davening Mincha for the Amud and he remembered that he davened already. You have to stop right there and then. You can't continue. Now, not only did he daven his whole silent Shemoneh Esrei, but no, actually, I think it was Mincha, but it was the short Shemoneh Esrei. But he was in the middle of davening the short Shemoneh Esrei, and he remembered. So, basically, I feel be emsa bracha. He has to stop even in the middle of the bracha. Eini, v'ham Rav Nachman ki avinen be rabba baravua. Really? Says the Gemara, Rav Nachman says, when I was by Rabbi Baravua, Bo'an minei hani b'nei be'rav, the to'u umidkri d'chol b'shabbos mahu. What happens if a person mentions atochoine and he starts davening Shemoneh Esrei of the chol during Ma'ariv or Shacharis of Shabbos? Tonight, a person starts atochoine l'adam das, what should he do? So the halacha is, sheyigmar, you finish it. Mahu sheyigmar, what's the halacha? V'amalan gaimar kol ois bracha, you finish that bracha. You finish bracha atashem choinein adoas.
What's the kasha?
So the question is, so we see that you don't stop in middle.
Obviously, it's a machlokes. We just said Rabbi Yochanan says daven all day.
No, but Rabbi Yochanan davening all day was talking about a suffix. He wasn't talking
I understand it to mean there's no problem in repeating the davening.
So, okay, well, we'll see exactly that if a person is able to introduce new thoughts in his davening, then he's allowed to daven a new tefillah.
I would have said that it's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan says you can repeat the Shemoneh Esrei, and Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel say no, you cannot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting halachas. So you just say it's a machlokes. At times, the Gemara asks a question like, are you arguing, rather than, A, it's a steer, what are you going to do, you're up against a brick wall. Even now, I hear what you're saying, but even if we didn't have Rabbi Yochanan, it's a question on Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, and we're asking him from Rabba by Ravua. So, that's not a question. So, even with, I hear what you're saying, But even without that, we could have said that. So it's a machlokes. So Shmuel says, I argue in Rabbah Rabbah. The Gemara is not necessarily putting Shmuel against a brick wall now. The Gemara is saying, do you argue on this concept? But I hear what you're saying. You could pull that from Rabbi Yechonah that he argues. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, is that comparable? Hasam Gavra Bar Chiyuvahu. Over there, in the case of a guy who's davening Friday night, he has to daven Ma'ariv. So the Rabbanan who deloy atrichuhu mishum kvayda Shabbos. The Rabbanan are the ones who said, we're not going to bother you by making a whole long Shemar Esrei on Shabbos. We're going to make it easy for you, and we make one bracha in the middle instead of 18 brachas in total. So therefore we say, you don't have to say it. But if you want to say it, go ahead. It's part of Shemar Esrei. That's why a person says atochen and should finish the bracha. But over here, aval haqa, hatzalilei, you already davened. So you shouldn't be davening again. On Shabbos, if a person says atochen, yeah, you should finish that bracha.
Same for
Ma'ariv, Shachar, and Mincha? Yes. Except not Musaf, though. By Musaf, you don't. By Musaf, you stop in middle. Why? Because you're not Mechuyev to daven Atochenin during Musaf. The Gemara's svar over here is that you're Mechuyev to daven Shachar's anyways. Shachar's usually contains Atochenin. The Rabbanan were nice to you on Shabbos and said you don't have to say it. But if you started it, then finish it. You really have to say it. Masha Enkin, a guy who already davened, and then he's like, oh no, I did daven by the wedding, remember? So then he should stop in middle. Because he's not mechuyev anymore. So by Musaf, you're not mechuyev to say atochenin. It's they have those chevra who are like spaced out individuals. A lot of times they're very, very smart. We call them iluyim. And iluy is, in yeshivish, is a guy who's like spaced out. He walks around with a zipper open and things like that, but he's very, very smart. So what's the pshat? So they say, the pshat is that really he was born a regular person, but every single Shabbos he says atochenin because he's spaced out. So he has atochenin, 7 days a week. Well, eventually he gets smart. But Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, hispalel v'nichnes lebeis haknesses, a guy davens, and he goes into a shul. Umatzat tzibur shem hispalelim, and he finds another tzibur, and he finds a tzibur again davening. So here's what I was saying before. Im yochel chadish badavar, if you're able to introduce a new aspect that you'll be davening about, yachzor yispalel, you should go ahead and re-daven. V'imlav, and if not, al yachzor yispalel, do not redaven. So this is what I was saying before, according to Rabbi Yechonon, even according to Rabbi Yechonon, it's very nice that you should, halavai, you should daven a whole day, but you have to have something to introduce. It has to be some sort of new tefillah. So he doesn't say to introduce it before. That's because you didn't even remember if you davened, so the standard davening, I think they say this part, the standard davening will probably have some sort of newness to it. It says the Gemara b'tzricha, and we need both statements. We need both statements of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. So the first statement of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel was, if a person is in the middle of davening, he should, and he remembers that he davened already, he should stop. And his second statement is that if he goes into a shul and he's able to be mechadish a new thing, then he should. But if not, he shouldn't repeat tefillah for nothing. So the Gemara says, so we need both statements. Diash minin kamayis hadi, said the first statement, I would have thought that you don't repeat davening if it's in exactly the same thing as same situation as before. The first one was you daven b'yechidus, and the second was b'daven b'yechidus. Hanim liyachid b'yechid. Or the first one was b'tzibur, and the second was b'tzibur. Or tzibur b'tzibur. Aval yachid l'ga b'tzibur. But what happens if the first time you daven b'yechidus, and then you go into a minyan, and then lo and behold, you're davening b'tzibur, perhaps you should finish it off, because your first tefillah was only b'yechidus, and now you're davening b'tzibur, and you remember it, so maybe you should finish it off. Kaman deloit solidami. Perhaps it's as if you didn't daven yet with regards to the tzibur davening. Kamash mila, no, it's not as if you didn't daven already. You davened already. The Yashmin and Hachad, had you only said the second statement, I would have thought, is Mishum Deloy Aschelba. That's because you didn't start. But perhaps a person who started davening, you shouldn't daven again for nothing, but perhaps a person who started davening, perhaps he should finish it. Havalasim the Aschelba, Ema Lo, you shouldn't stop in the middle. Tzricha, and that's why we need both statements. And we say this also, sometimes if a person is not sure if he davened, so we paskin that you should go ahead and daven, but try to introduce a new concept. In other words, a lot of times there's this concept of tefillah b'tzibur, that we go ahead and we daven, we go ahead and we say chazaras hashatz. Now chazaras hashatz, in order to be considered a good davening, you have to have 10 people listening from beginning to end. I don't think in Klal Yisrael, in the last, I don't know how many hundred years, you ever had a minyan that has 10 people thinking, following along, from the beginning of Chazar Shashatz to the end. Nobody. How many people? I have 10 people listening. So and saying so the Maisa, Mishnah Berurah brings down that you should go ahead and have in mind that this is the first Tfilas Nedava. Tfilas Nedava, you're asking, you're doing a Tfilas Nedava. So therefore, a person should go ahead and have some sort of extra kavana in his chazos hashatz. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna, Hanichnes, the Beis HaKnesses, somebody goes into a shul, and Matzah Tzibur, Shem Espalim, he finds a Tzibur davening, Im Yochel Lahaschil, V'ligmar, Adshelo, Yagia, Shatz, Lemoidim, if he's able to start, and he will be able to finish, that he would be able to say Moidim with the Shliach Tzibur, then Yispal, V'im Lav, and if not, Al Yispal, it's better to wait, catch Moidim Derabanan with the Tzibur, and then start your Shemoneh Esrei. Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar, Im Yachal Haschel V'Ligmar Ad Shlo Yigia Shatz LeKedusha. He says, no, you have to also finish Kedusha before, you have to finish your Shemoneh Esrei before you get to Kedusha. Now, 2 points. Yispal, V'Im Lav, I Yispal, and if not, don't daven. 2 points. First of all, you don't have to actually finish your entire Shemoneh Esrei, you just have to get up to a Lekai Netzor, so you should be able to join the Tzibur. That's point number one. And point number two, we're talking about where you came in late. But if you came in on time and your Shemoneh Esrei lasts longer, you don't have to worry about joining the Tzibur. It's only a latecomer that he shouldn't start Shemoneh Esrei unless he is able to complete it prior to the Tzibur finishing their davening. The Ma'ikam Iflegi, what is the machlekes between these two manda amrim? Ma'ar sover yachid omer kedusha. One held that a yachid is able to say kedusha in his own Shemoneh Esrei. And therefore, he doesn't have to say it with the Tzibur. And therefore, as long as you finish by Moedim, you're good. Umar Sabar ein Yachid Omer Kedusha. A Yachid does not say Kedusha like we paskin. And therefore we paskin that if you come late into a minyan, if you can start, and what is late, by the way? So we say late is if the chazan is already past Atta Kadesh. So if you are some say after the first bracha, well, you can go with either opinion. There's two opinions here. So if the chazan is past Atta Kadesh and you're studying Shemoneh Esrei, don't start if you don't think you will make it prior to the chazan saying, don't start if you don't think you will be up to Elokai Netzor before the chazan gets up to Kedusha. The chain of Adabar Ava, Minayin She'en Ayachar Amr Kedusha. How do we know that Ayachar does not say Kedusha? Shenemar V'nigdashti B'seich B'nei Yisrael. I will sanctify you B'toich B'nei Yisrael, amongst Klal Yisrael. Kol Davar Shebe Kedusha, anything that needs Kedusha, Lo Yehi Pachas Mesar, cannot be done in less than 10 people. And a private person davening Shemoneh Esrei, even if he's davening in a minion, should not say Kedusha. My Mashma, because he's not doing it together with everybody else. My Mashma, where do we see from anything about Toich being 10 people? The Tani Rabbanoi, Achva, the Rabbi Chia, Bar Abba, Aisya, Toich. We learn it from a Gzeira Shava, the words Toich here and the words Toich somewhere else. Ksiv Hacha, Vinigdashdi, Betoich, Bene Yisrael. It says, and I will sanctify you, Betoich, Bene Yisrael, Ksiv Hasam, Hivdalu mi Toicho, Eta Azoi. Separate from this group of people, from the Meraglim. So it's Yeshua and Kalev separating from the other 12, leaves us a group, which is 10. Malahala Nasara, Avka Nasara. The Gemara says, "Kuli alma mihas mifsek lepasik." Everybody agrees, though, that you do not stop your Shemoneh Esrei before Lekai Netzor for both Moitim Derabanan or Kedusha. Questions to Gemara: what about Yehi Shmei Rabba? Iboyelhu ma'al lahastik lehi Shmei Hagadol Mevayrach. Rabba is Gadol. Ki aser Rav Dimi. When Rav Dimi came, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Tamidi de Rabbi Yechanan. Rav Dimi said in the name, he reported in the name of Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, the students of Rabbi Yechanan. Army lekol ein mafsikin, for everything you are not mafsik, chutz min Yehi Shmei Hagadol Mevarech, except from Yehi Shmei Rabba. Shafilu oisik b'maisim merkava, even if you're oisik in the maisim merkava, which is the concepts, the super Kabbalistic concepts of Yechezkel. Nevertheless, you're poisik for that, however, and certainly if you're involved in Shemoneh Esrei, however, that is not the halacha. You do not stop your Shemoneh Esrei for Yehi Shmei Rabba, except again if you're in the middle of a Lekai Netzor. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Mevarech Lefneim L'Achareim. Rabbi Yehuda says that a Balkeri should make a bracha beforehand and afterwards by Kriya Shema. The Gemara says, L'Memra D'Kasav Rabbi Yehuda Balkeri Mutter B'Divrei Torah. Is this to say that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that a Balkeri is permitted to say Torah? Words. V'Ham Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi, Minayin L'Balkeri She'Asur B'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yishuv Ben Levi commented, how do we know that a Balkeri is prohibited from saying Divrei Torah? She'Nemar, as it states in the Pasuk about Torah, V'Hidatim L'Vanecha V'Livnei Banecha, you shall teach them to your children. And that's talking about Torah. And right next to it, it says, the day that you stood by Har Sinai. Mal alon bebali kriyan asurim, just like by Har Sinai, a person had to separate from his wife 3 days beforehand, and he himself you had to go to the mikveh after being with the person's wife. Avkan bebali kriyan asurim, so too over here, a bal keri is asur. So too by regular Torah during the day, during the course of history, Baal Keri is going to be Aser. So we see the fact that the Torah put the two Sukkim together teaches us that a Baal Keri is Aser from Devar Torah. V'chi Tema, and if you will tell me that Rabbi Yehuda Loi Dorish Smuchin, that there's, this is a concept of Smuchin. In other words, look at the 13 principles of Rabbi Shmuel. We have a Hekesh, but we don't have Smuchin. So maybe Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that Smuchin is something that you can rely on. V'chi Tema, that Rabbi Yehuda Loi Dorish Smuchin, v'hamar Rabbi Yosef, afilu manda Loi Dorish Smuchin v'chala Torah, b'mishna Torah, Dorish. Even he who says that you're not able to Darish in Smuchin, Smuchin is not a valid form of learning something out from the Torah, that's in Bereishis Shemayis Vayikra B'Midbar. But b'mishna Torah in Devarim, Dorish. Everybody agrees that you do Darish in Smuchin. Daha Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that Loi Dorish Smuchin b'chala Torah. He's of the opinion that you don't Darish in Smuchin, as we'll see in a second. And nevertheless, in Devarim, we have on record that he does Darish and Smuchin Uber Mishnah Torah Darish.
I thought we said before that this thing of a Balkari was an
exam of Ezra. That's what I said before, that it's going to be, that we're going to source it in the Torah. This is not going to be, though, a Diraisa, because we're going to see that Chazal were Mavatlet. So this is not a, we're going to see that this is not a real Drasha. So Ubichal HaTorah, the Gemara says Ubichal HaTorah Kula Minala and Deloy Darish. How do we know Ubichal HaTorah Kula that we? How do we know that it's not that he doesn't Darish and Smuchin? The Tanya Ben Azay Omer, Gemara in Sanhedrin, Nemar Mechasheifa Lo Yisichayeh. It says a witch you shall not, a lady who performs magic sorcery, she you will not allow to live. But it doesn't say the type of death to put her. She doesn't say the type of death she deserves. The Nemar, and it states very next to that pasuk, Kol Sheichavim Behema Moisumas. Whoever lies with an animal intimately is to be killed. So Samchu Inyan Loimar, the Torah put those two psukim together to tell you, Mashaykh even Behema, the punishment is death, and which type of death? Beskila, with stoning. Afmachashefa, so to a witch, is Nami Beskila, has to be put together, has to be put to death by via stoning. And Amar Rabbi Yehuda, v'chim epneisha samchu inyan loy noitzi lezel skila, because there's a smichus, because the Torah put them together, you're going to take her out to do skila? No, we don't dash in smuchin. Ella, I'll tell you how we know that a witch gets put to death by skila. Because ovi yadoni is bichlal kol ha-macha sheifim hayu. It says all forms of sorcery and witchcraft. And ovi yadoni, two types of conversing with the dead, are part of that, are part of that general rubric of any type of witchcraft and sorcery. And yet the Torah specifies those things and specifies that they get skila. V'lama yatsu, lahakish lahen v'loymer lecha, ma'ovi yadoni b'skila, af mechashefa b'skila. So he says that it's through a different channel that we learn that a witch gets skila, not through the very fact that they're put together with sheikhiv in behema. Smuchin, he doesn't darshan. He doesn't agree to smuchin. He says, I know that she gets skila a different way. So we see that he doesn't agree to the concept of smuchin. And nevertheless, uva mishnah Torah, nevertheless, in Devarim, minalan de darish, yet we know that he does darshan smuchin, the concept of smuchin, he does use in Devarim. The Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, v'noise adam anusas aviv, mufutas aviv. A person is allowed to marry, here's a Gemara in Yavamas, a person is allowed to marry his... in other words, a person is not allowed to marry his father's wife or ex-wife or anything like that. What about his father's rape victim? Or mafutas aviv? Or what happens if his father was stam with a woman? A mafuta. There's only two ways to be with an unmarried woman. Either with her consent or without her consent. With her consent is called a mafuta. Without her consent is called an anusa. So a man was in a relationship with a girl back in high school. And then he had a baby with a different woman. And now, could that baby be with that other woman? His high school sweetheart. Is she allowed to be there? Anutas avim, mufutas avim. Av amar v'gidol amar av. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yehuda? Dechsev lo yikach ish es eishes aviv, lo yigala knaf aviv. A person is not allowed to take his father's wife or uncover his knaf aviv, which is knaf shera aviv lo yigala, which includes any form of person who saw his father, seeing in a euphemistical sense, anybody who was ever with his father, a son is not allowed to be with. Umi ma'id ba anusas aviv. How do you know that includes even a anusas aviv? So the samach lake is right next to it is the pasuk of a rape. V'nasan ha'ish ha'sheichiv ima. So we see, this is Pasuk Tes. Yeah, this is a minor rape. So we see that the fact is that he darshan smuchen. He translates this pasuk as referring to a rape victim because the next pasuk is referring to a story of a rape. So the Gemara says, you're right. He does darshan smuchen. Amri en, but Mishnah Torah darsh. However, this our Gemara started off with a question. Isn't this the fact that a Balkari has to go to the mikvah Dioraisa because of smuchen? And he does darshan smuchen, even though in the rest of the Torah he doesn't, but in Devarim he does. So the Gemara says, of course he does in smuchen, because it is Devarim. But nevertheless, v'hani smuchen mipoyle, he needs it to tell you a different halacha. Le'idich de Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. Dam Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, kol ha-melamed le'benoi Torah, ma'ale alav ha-kasav ki'ilu kibla me'har chayrev. Whoever teaches his child Torah, it is as if he got it from Har Sinai. Shenemar v'hidatem levanecha v'levenei banecha, as it states, and you shall teach your children Torah. And right next to what it says, the pasuk of Sibasra, yoyim asher matet le'levenei Hashem alekecha b'chayrev. So that's the answer to your question. That it's the Araisa, it's not the Araisa. This pasuk teaches us something else. This pasuk teaches us that you have to teach, that if a person teaches his kid Torah, it's an unbelievable thing. It's as if he got it from Har Sinai. That's what this pasuk teaches you. Tanan, and that's why Rabbi Huda argues on this concept of, that's why Rabbi Huda argues and says that you're allowed to learn Torah. Tanan, Zav Shira Keri, if you have a Zav, that a Zav is a person who is Tame because his some seminal fluid leaked out and it's a disease. It's not something that's, because he ate too much or whatever. So he's Tame. And then also he had relations with his wife. So Shara'a Keri. Venida, or you have a Nida, Shepalta Shechavzera. If a lady has relations, so she also becomes Tame as a when she leaks out Shechavzera, Shepalta. She leaks out Shechavzera. And similarly, Hamishameshes, a lady who has relations, and then she becomes a Nida, Veras Adam. So either Nida Shepalta Shechav Zera is she's a Nida, and then she leaked out some Zera, or she's a Mishameshes, she had relations, and she's automatically Tameh, and then she sees Dam afterwards. She becomes a Nida afterwards. So these last two cases are really the same thing, it's just the order of what happened. Both of them, this lady has two reasons for her to go to the mikvah. Number one, she's a nita. Number two, she had relations. So all these cases, in order for them to say, they have to still go to the mikvah, tzvicha tzvila, even though they're going to be tamei when they come up, because she's still a nita. Nevertheless, if she wants to say moida ani in the morning, she has to go to the mikvah. Why? Because it gets off the keri part. It gets off the mishameshes part. Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Nah, you don't have to." So Ad Ken Le Pater Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda only says she's Pater because he holds that once she's tummy with something else, it doesn't help to go to the mikvah. Ella Bezav Shira Keri. The Meikara Lav Bar Tvilahu. Anyways, he wasn't a Bar Tvila. He couldn't go to the mikvah anyways because he's also a Zav. Ava Balkari Greater. But if all you are is a Balkari, then even Rabbi Yehuda would say Mechayev. V'chitem, and if you say, Hu adin da afilu bal keri grey da nami pater, Rabbi Yehuda, and if you want to say that, no. Rabbi Yehuda would say that you're pater even for a regular bal keri. So why is he arguing in these strange cases where you're both a nida and a mishameshes, or both a zav and a bal keri? V'haydikam afligi b'zav shira keri is lehudiyacha koicha derabanan. If you want to tell me, again, right now up at the docket is, what is Rabbi Yehuda's opinion? It sounded like in our Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda says he's not concerned for this going to the mikvah of a Baal Keri. We asked why not, it's a pasuk. He says no, he uses the pasuk for something else. Now the Gemara is bringing down, continuing to delve into this. Is it true that Rabbi Yehuda does not require a Baal Keri to go to the mikvah? That's what's going on right now. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is under the microscope. The Gemara proves from a Braisa which talks about a lady who's a Nida and Mishameshes, or a man who's a Zav and a Baal Keri. Do they have to go to the mikvah or not? Rabbi Yehuda says no. But it's mashma, only him who has two tumas on him does not have to go to the mikvah. But a regular person who only has Baal Keri in him would have to go. And if you want to say, no, that's not true. really a regular person has to go, even a regular person doesn't have to go to the mikvah. So why do they argue in these strange cases where there's two tumas? Is to tell you the opinion of the Rabbanan, the Rabbanan. That can't be, because then Ema Seifa, Hamishameshes Veroas Adam, Tzricha Tvila. The case was a lady who has relations, and then she becomes Anida, she has to go to the mikvah. Who do we need that chiddush for? Leman katanila. If it's for the Rabbanan, like we said, there's really no difference between, if it's for the Rabbanan, ooh, we're late. All right, we'll have to stop over here, and we'll continue on Sunday, Mitzvah Shem. Have a great Shabbos.